Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sufficing on little as far as a person's eating is concerned, as far as his drinking is concerned, as far as his clothing is concerned. In other words, even as far as our essentials of life is concerned, in that also we shouldn't be extravagant. So today's hadith is a incident famously known as the expedition of Ambar, the Ambar expedition, wherein we'll see that how Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, they sufficed on so little, but yet it didn't stop them from what objective they had, what work they had, what objective they had, that they continued with even though they had to suffice on so little. And later on, how much Allah Ta'ala provided for him from his unseen treasures. So these lessons for us here is that don't think that if we make any type of sacrifice for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala won't reward us for it. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala will give the reward immediately, and if a person doesn't see it immediately, then definitely on the day of Qiyamah, he will see the reward. So today we'll read through this incident of the expedition of Ambar. Abu Abdullah Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent us on an expedition in order to pursue a caravan of the Quraysh, and appointed Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiyallahu anhu as our leader. As provision for the journey, he gave us a sack of dates, which was all that he could find. So now this was our provision. We had one sack of dates, and this dates was meant for that whole Jamaat, for that whole period. Can you imagine? One sack of dates. Not like us, we carry bags and bags and patkos upon patkos, and that to wherever we're reaching, then we got also our stocks already there. But this one bag of dates was for the whole Jamaat to use. So he goes on to explain that Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu gave each of us one date. Jabir radiallahu anhu asked, what did you do with it? In other words, for the day, this is your provision, one date, one khajur, you must suffice for the whole day. Carry on moving in the path of Allah in jihad, and you got one day to live on. So he was asked, Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu was asked, that what did you do with one date? I mean, what can you do with one date? So he replied, we used to suck on it, like how an infant sucks, and we would then drink some water. It would suffice us for the entire day until the night. Whole day, we should suck onto this thing and drink a little bit of water. We used to also knock off leaves of the trees with our sticks and soften them with water and eat them. Take the leaves, soften the leaves. We know that this is now desert, arid land. Even the leaves also are hard. That also you take it, moisten it a little bit with water and then have that. This is how they ate and they continued in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not complaining at all that we have to go out and why is it so hard and why Islam is so hard. Nothing like that. Happy, this is the command of Allah ta'ala. And they went and they moved. So we continued walking along the coast until something huge like a hill of sand that appeared before us on the coast. When we reached it, we realized that it was an animal known as an Ambar. Allah Ta'ala had sent, some people describe it as a whale, massive fish. It was known as Ambar. Hazrat Abu Ubaidah radiallahu anhu immediately said, it is carrion. Imagine Sahaba hungry. He didn't firstly say how we can immediately make this thing halal. First thing that came to his mind, that this thing is dead already, it is not slaughtered, it was something big, huge, they saw it for the first time. So the first thing that came to his mind, it's not permissible for us to eat. So therefore he says, it came to our mind that it was carrion. But then he said, now we are the messengers of the messenger of Allah Ta'ala, and we are in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and as you are compelled by necessity, this is the thought that came to his mind now, that we are compelled by necessity. Why? Because they didn't have, hardly had anything to eat in the path of Allah, nothing to actually eat. So we ate from it for 1 month. Now this was from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For 1 month they ate from it. So we ate of it for 1 month. We were 300 in number and we soon became fat. Now imagine, Allah ta'ala provided. They had nothing to eat and suddenly Allah ta'ala gave them that they ate and they ate from it. And he says, we ate for 1 month. We were 300 in number. Can you imagine one fish lasting so long? This was the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala, the blessing of Allah Ta'ala that he provided for them from the unseen. Therefore I say, he said, don't lose hope. If Allah Ta'ala won't give us immediately, he'll give us in akhirat, but he'll definitely reward a person for his sacrifices. So he says, Allah Ta'ala gave us so much, we ate for 1 month, we were 300 people, and we also soon became fat. He says, I remember us scooping out of jugs of fat from its eye socket, and cutting out pieces the size of an ox, or similar to the size of an ox from this fish. It was so massive that we were actually scooping, just from the eye sockets, we were scooping out jugs of fat. and we were cutting out pieces, chunks of meat from that fish that was size of an ox. Can you imagine? Then he goes on to explain that Ubaidah radiallahu anhu took 13 of us and made us sit in its eye socket. One eye of the fish, 13 of us could sit in that one eye of the fish. He also took one of its ribs, just to explain the size of that fish. He's explaining here, he took one of the ribs, he held it up, and after saddling the biggest camel that we had, he made it walk beneath it. He took the rib, put it up. A rib is like this, we know, it's like an arch shape. So he took it up, he took the biggest camel that we had, saddled it, and that camel also could walk through just one rib of that fish. So you can imagine what a massive fish Allah Ta'ala had provided for it. Then he says, we took along with us its meat and strips of dried meat as a provision for the journey. When we reached Madinah Sharif, we went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and related this to him. He said, it was a provision which Allah Ta'ala provided for you. Do you still have any of its meat which you could feed us? So when we went to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam with some of it, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate also of it. So ulama explained, the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ate from it also to give this sahaba encouragement, to make them feel nice also, that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also eating from the provision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them. So they felt nice that we ate something and we enjoyed also, and yeah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also eating. To increase their enjoyment, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this. This was his style. We'll always see how he could make his sahaba ridwanullahi ta'ala alim ajma'in happy. Allah Ta'ala also give us the tawfiq to have yaqeen, have tawakkul in Allah Ta'ala. No need for us to turn our eyes towards haram. Always keep our eyes focused on halal. Keep our eyes focused on Allah Ta'ala. He will find a way out for us in every situation. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.